Considering the fact that evangelist Olumiluwa died at the old age of 80, one would assume that his death may not be seen as shocking. Reverse was, however, the case, as some of the people contacted to elicit reactions exclaimed at the news of his death, while some almost went into tears.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
In his reaction, a former deputy governor in the old Ondo state and native of Ekiti state, Alhaji Musa Ayeni, who nearly lost his emotion at the news of the demise of evangelist Olumiluwa, described him as humble, courageous, and a confidant who was ready to serve his people at all times.
Nigeria, Ekiti, we have lost a man of dignity and good leadership.
Alhaji Ayeni commiserated with the family, friends, and the Ekiti state government on the death of the elder statesman and prayed God to rest his soul. Three members of the old Ondo State House of Assembly who served during the evangelist Olumiluwa's tenure as governor described the deceased as a selfless, committed, and God-fearing leader whose expertise would be missed.
Grateful to God that lived a purposeful life and he lived to old age.
Wonderful father, senior friend, senior citizen.
He was indeed a man who is replete with humility. He has diversity of potentials.
Also, the APC Southwest Publicity Secretary, Ashiwaju Karunwi Oladapo, said the party had lost a great leader.
It was a huge loss to the leadership of APC in the Southwest, and especially to Ekiti State.
One of the children of the deceased, who is the Commissioner for Information in Ekiti State, Aremuyiwa Olumiluwa, had in a statement showered encomium on his father, saying he would be greatly missed. Evangelist Bamidele Olumiluwa, who hails from Ikere Ekiti, became governor of the old Ondo State on the platform of the Social Democratic Party, SDP, in the year 1992, but his government was overthrown in 1993 by the then military government of General Sani Abacha. May his soul rest in peace. Kayode Babatui reporting for Radio Nigeria.